has started.
Countdown, a progress report on the nation's space program from the Manned Spacecraft Center, Houston, Texas. Immediately following the mission of Apollo 4 last week, top NASA officials met the press to comment on the performance of the giant Saturn V moon rocket. First, Dr. Robert Siemens, Deputy Administrator, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
We placed in near-Earth orbit over 280,000 pounds. To give this some perspective, this is three times the weight of the six manned Mercury capsules and the nine Gemini capsules that have been flown by our astronauts. We know that we have obtained a great deal of important data. Just the conduct of the mission itself gives us very valuable information. We have the spacecraft to inspect. We have all of our telemetered information and photographic data obtained on the ground. We've recovered two cassettes that were taking movies from the S2 stage, so that we will have a great deal of information to analyze and to evaluate. And we know that this is extremely important for the upcoming succession of flights that will lead to and certainly include the lunar landing. But I believe that more important even than this is the clear indication that our team of government, industry, and university people was not found wanting, and that we do have the capacity in this country to be preeminent, not only in space, but in all human endeavor involving science and technology.
Dr. Robert Siemens, Deputy Administrator for NASA, commenting on the success of the mission of Apollo 4. This has been Countdown, a progress report on America's space program from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Countdown, a progress report on the nation's space program from the Manned Spacecraft Center, Houston, Texas. The mission of Apollo 4, completed last week with recovery of the spacecraft in the Pacific Ocean, marked the first flight test in history of the giant Saturn V launch vehicle. Apollo 4 Flight Director Glenn Lunny describes just how the mission looked from his vantage point in the Mission Control Center, Houston.
As far as we could tell, everything was just about on the money. We inserted into an orbit which was probably within 2 miles of what we were shooting for. The second burn was, the second Saturn IV, S4B burn, was very, very close to what we aimed for. We followed that up with a 16-second burn with the service propulsion system. The planned burn was 15 seconds, as you know. We were very, very close to our desired cutoff conditions. The second service propulsion burn, the last one of the day, I think the accuracy of it can be attested by the landing point, which was about 18,000 yards from the carrier. So we couldn't have been happier with the accuracy of the systems and the way the vehicles performed during the major maneuvers.
Apollo 4 Prime Flight Director Glenn Lunny commenting on the mission of Apollo 4, first in a series of tests for the Saturn V, the world's largest launch vehicle. This has been Countdown, a progress report on America's space program from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.